Gallopam, it's Rachel.
And Rhea.
And also the host, the Motley Crue King, the YouTube Wrestling Figures Heavyweight Champion. Welcome to the Mr. Miss Crazy Wrestling Family. Tonight, we got a great podcast for you tonight, folks. Y'all, sisters, what is the pay-per-view for this weekend?
Elimination Chamber
2023.
That is right. And first of all, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Share it to all your friends. And also, let's get the downloads up, shall we? Now, with that out of the way, the first match on the card, Austin Theory versus the Kick-Ass, Seth freaking Rollins versus Johnny Wrestling himself, Johnny Gargano, Bronson Reed, who? And Damian Priest, yeah, buddy, and Montez Ford.
And what kind of a match is this?
An Elimination Chamber match.
How does an Elimination Chamber match work?
Okay, Elimination Chamber match starts off with two combatants in the ring, with every single interval starting off with 8 seconds or 10. Now, how that works is you gain a pinfall to eliminate the shithead out of the Elimination Chamber. Now, my pick for this match is going to be Seth Rollins to win. Because think about it. He was a former U.S. champion going into 2022. And then who came out of nowhere and beat his ass? Austin Theory, right, guys?
Yeah, I hate Austin Theory.
Oh, God.
He sucks. Hey, Vince McMahon, stop trying to push that dickhead, would you? Nobody likes that oil-up bastard.
Vince McMahon's fuckboy.
Anyways, Gal Sisters, what is your prediction?
Probably Seth Rollins.
Yeah, I'd have to go with Seth Rollins. I think that he's doing great. If not him, then Damian Priest.
Yeah, I like to go with Damian Priest, too. Damian Priest is a former United States champion as well. He held it in 2020.
And I know that Damian Priest had that flub on the mic.
Yeah.
Where he started talking about, what was he talking about?
He was talking about WrestleMania or something.
He was talking about the Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank is not until June.
June or July, at least.
Hey, man, it's okay. We all fuck up sometimes.
We all shit the bed, brother. It happens.
This is Rachel here. I mean, the second you walked out to the ring, I looked at my partners here, and I'm like, he doesn't look like he's feeling good.
No, he does not. And sometimes I have those days, too.
Yeah, we all do. Sometimes we fuck up what we're going to say. It's okay. Don't stress about it too much.
It's all right. Don't live in the past because it's not worth it.
No, absolutely not.
Any other thoughts that we want to add to this match, guys?
Besides the fact that Seth Rollins is in it and he does all those like really cool moves as flips that, I mean,
yeah,
just
the
flippy
shit. He's like a luchador type style.
He's super talented and of course, I'm looking forward to seeing what the fuck is he going to be wearing.
Yeah, me too. It's probably going to be something stupid or something cool.
Seth Rollins has the most interesting style of anyone I've ever seen.
He does.
Video game boots.
What the fuck was that about, Rollins, with them Metro Man boots? Okay, I just got to get this out of the way. That segment between Miz and Rollins on Raw this week, holy shit, was that funny.
That was funny.
He was pretty pissed when he called the Miz Mike. You don't see that in modern wrestling anymore, folks.
No.
You don't.
No, you don't. He made an error.
But he did it more than once.
Well, because the Miz was pissing him off.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But I think that Rollins really gets in to everything, and sometimes I think he goes off script and they just kind of roll with it.
Yeah.
You know, Brock Lesnar is known for doing that,
yeah,
too.
He is.
In other words, what my co-hosts are trying to say is, shoot. If you're going off the script, that means pretty much shooting.
Yeah. Yeah, and you kind of can, depending on your caliber in
yes.
the WWE.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Damian Priest couldn't do it, but
not
you know,
yet.
Seth Rollins could.
Somebody like Shawn Michaels could do it?
Yeah.
Triple H? The Bionic Redneck, Dusty Rhodes, and various others.
But Carmelo Hayes could not.
No.
And you know something else I want to say? I do not like Montez Ford. I think he's kind of boring.
No.
I wish they would break up the Garbage Profits. They blow!
What is their gimmick? What are they like?
Drug dealers?
I guess.
I think so. That's their shtick.
They're drug dealers.
All right, let's go on to the next match. This is going to be a shot for the women's Raw Women's Championship. Asuka versus Liv Morgan, Nikki Cross, and Raquel Rodriguez versus Natalya and Carmella. Since I did the first match, this one goes to you guys.
Honestly, if I had to pick anybody, I would definitely pick Carmella. She has been off TV for 7 months. She's very talented, mm-hmm. and I want to hear Corey Graves' reaction when she wins. For those of you guys who do not know, Corey Graves is Carmella's husband.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I think that could be really interesting.
Yeah. Have they been married for about 2 to 3 years, maybe? A little
it's
longer
been
than
a while.
Yeah, it's been a little while. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Carmella and Corey Graves.
Me too.
I'd love to see her get back in the game.
But I think I could also handle Raquel Rodriguez winning, too, because I think absolutely.
The sexy Raquel Rodriguez.
She's so gorgeous. Now, for me, I would have to pick either Carmella or Liv Morgan. Now, here's the reason why. Liv Morgan had a shot or had a run with the belt up until Extreme Rules of last year. Go check that episode out, by the way.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic run with the championship, which was probably ended or stopped at the halt by the boring Ronda Rousey. Yawn! Next! I think that Liv or Carmella are going to take the win here.
Yeah.
I want them to dethrone the EST movement. The boring Bianca Belair. Somebody please take that belt off of her. It's so fucking bad. Yeah. She gives me the heebie-jeebies and it's so disgusting.
Oh, she doesn't even have to twirl my hair like a 2-year-old.
I like to whip my hair back and forth. What are you trying to be fucking Will Smith?
It's just so bad. Her gimmick with the big, like, fucking little, I got lips on my outfit. You look like a fucking child. Please stop. Anyone but her. Anyone, please.
And her big, obnoxious, annoying earrings. Oh,
yeah, she looks trashy.
It's like she's wearing a car hood on her fucking ears.
It does not look good.
It's not a good look. I mean,
it looks like she called that out of the fucking dumpster, Oscar the Grouch style. Seriously.
Yeah.
Right?
Please bring back Sasha Banks and let her replace her. I would love that.
Do you remember when Madonna was, Lady Gaga was wearing that meat dress?
Yes.
Yes.
It's kind of sort of similar to that. Oh my god.
Yeah, I wouldn't wear a meat dress.
Yeah, me neither.
I have a phobia of meat. Even though I eat it, raw meat, I don't like, yeah.
Now, rolling on straight into the next match. Roman Reigns, the head of the table, versus the leech, Sami Zayn. Now, this storyline has kind of been boring. In the beginning, it was awesome, but then towards the end of it, kind of like, disgusting. Next. He kind of feuded with Sami Zayn beforehand.
Yeah.
Last year, I believe, or the year before that, and he got his ass walked on. So now, with that said, I think Roman is going to crush him in this match. He's going to crush him like a cockroach. Just like the late, great Razor Ramon crushed all those jobbers before he won the Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania 10. Fun fact, did you know one of the first ladder matches was Shawn Michaels versus Bret Hart in 1992 for the Intercontinental Championship. Do you know who previously held that IC title? UK's own British Bulldog, David Boy Smith. RIP to you, buddy.
Do you think we'll see KO out during this match?
Yes. Do you think Jay might turn on Roman Reigns?
It's possible.
It's possible.
That could mean the imploding of the bloodline, or Solo could cost Roman the belt.
Yeah.
Oh, get Sami Zayn away from the Usos and whatever, and Roman Reigns. Just get Sami Zayn out of there,
please.
He had
literally no business in there. It was like a, let's make this as stupid as possible. Oh, my God. So, of course, the Gallus sisters are also going to pick Roman Reigns. Even though we don't love Roman Reigns, we don't hate him. We just don't love him.
I lost all respect for Roman Reigns years ago. Even though he's still a great heel, he kind of looks like he's pissed.
He kind of looks like a pansy because he just let Sami Zayn walk all over the bloodline and walk all over him, and he gave him a million chances. A real leader, a real alpha, would never have done that.
No.
I think our cats would make a better fucking head of the table than that peckerhead ever would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Anyways, next match. Oh, this is going to be a fucking classic. Edge and his wife, his hot wife, might I add.
Very much so.
Yes! Edge and Beth Phoenix are going to be facing Demon Prince, Finn Balor, and the 2023 Royal Rumble winner, Rhea Hot-Ass Ripley. Woo! I'm so fired up about this match. I think that they're going to go the Undertaker route in this match. Now, what does that mean directly? Many years ago, when Randy Orton was still on the main roster and just a snot-nosed little kid, Orton was facing The Undertaker. Randy Orton got put over by the Dead Man, pretty much passing of the torch. He later came back to Gorilla. By the way, that was named after Gorilla Monsoon, the late great commentating partner of Bobby the Brain Heenan, who called many WrestleManias, was saying, why did you put the kid over? Because that's what you're supposed to do in the world of professional wrestling. Put a kid over like that. He did that with John Cena at Vengeance 2003. So that makes sense for Finn Balor and Rhea Ripley to win, because she's already going to be taking the championship from Charlotte at Mania. And they have torn it down in the house before, right? They tore it down before.
Yeah.
Charlotte has done everything.
Yeah, she's got everything. She's even got NXT. She's got the women's NXT, all belts, I think. I think she has the Divas belt, the Raw belt.
I think she's won the tag team titles as well, too, with Becky Lynch.
I think you might be right.
She has won it before. I don't exactly remember the year, but one thing you got to do, keep in mind, folks, is combined, we've probably been watching wrestling for over 20-something years, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
A little longer
probably
than that.
Probably 30-something.
Probably 30 years, yeah.
I mean, obviously, Finn Balor is the GOAT. I mean, I think that if he can get some stuff done, he's a lock for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And I will always believe that.
And who do you guys want to take it away, guys? What is your pick in this match?
Well, obviously, we got to go with Finn Balor and Rhea Ripley because, you know, Rhea Ripley's hot, but...
Ah, yes. I agree.
You know, Rhea Ripley has a really cool name. And she also, the girl who plays Rhea Ripley, also shares her birthday with me as well.
Yes!
Which is really weird.
I know, that is so weird.
And you know, Edge, also a little fun fact I want to put in there too. Yeah, I know you're probably listening to this, CM Punk. Fuck you, by the way, dickhead. Now, when he cashed in on Edge at Raw 2008, he did not want to beat Edge for the world title.
Really?
Not that I think so. I might be wrong about that. I don't really know, to be honest. I don't really give a shit. And a little fun fact, too. I might as well include that. Him and the Dumb Fucks have not made up.
And they never will?
Nope! Because CM Punk is a bitch.
Yeah.
Now, I think that Edge has been outsmarted in every single way possible, because Finn Balor learned from the best. Edge is like, what, a 13-time tag team champion?
At least.
Probably an 10-time world heavyweight champion, 3-time intercontinental champion, 1-time U.S. champion. A little fun fact here I want to put in this. Do you remember the 2001 Survivor Series when Test, rest in peace to him, former roadie for Motley Crue, was facing Edge for the WCW U.S. title? Who remembers that match? I do. Do you know who came out as the victor for that match? Edge was going to win, and he was the winner. If Test won, the WCW U.S. title would go away. And if Test won, the IC title would stay. So, Edge was the last one to hold the WCW U.S. title. And a lot of people forget that he already was the U.S. champion. I did not forget, because I have his DVD on Decade of Decadence. Now, I believe that this Elimination Chamber pay-per-view is going to be... I'm not really too excited about it. It's kind of going to be the boring, drizzling fuck shits, to quote Bruce Pritchard, in a way. It's kind of going to be boring. And let's get to the worst match of them all, shall we?
Hmm.
Is there any other cool team thoughts you want to say on that match, guys?
No. No, no.
Any other thoughts on that?
Not really. I think we said them all.
No? Okay. All right. So, the most boring match of all time. Snooze Fest. boring Bobby Trashley against Brock Lesnar.
Oh,
who wants to see these two fucktards go at it?
I would rather literally, I don't know, watch paint dry, get a lobotomy, have all the hairs ripped off my head one by one.
How about we call those UFOs from, you know, Canada and Alaska and let them go down to the ring instead?
We should just, I'd rather watch two ducks fuck on acid, to be honest. Or rather two ants bang on Quaaludes. I'd rather watch anything than watch this garbage.
Me too.
Now, I am a fan of Brock Lesnar, but Bobby Lashley, garbage! His best work was in TNA against Jeff Hardy when he beat him for the TNA World Heavyweight Championship. Don't know what I'm talking about? Throw that to Google machine, bitch! Now, my pick for this match obviously has to be Brock Lesnar, because let's be honest, Bobby Lashley was a boring U.S. champion and a boring Intercontinental champion. ECW World champion.
Bobby Lashley would make, like, anything boring. He would make... And so you have to go with Brock Lesnar, I mean.
Yeah.
Who remembers when he was with Lana at one point?
Oh, God, I totally forgot about that. Yes, that was weird.
That was a stupid storyline.
There was no chemistry between them. It was just awkward and uncomfortable.
It was the same thing with Dolph Ziggler and Lana as well, too. And Summer Rae, remember?
Oh,
with
yeah.
With Fandango, too.
Ugh. Oh, Fandango.
You know, this pay-per-view could have been really, it could be really interesting, but, you know, it's going to be boring.
Yeah.
Tell you, I'd rather go take a shit and read Pro Wrestling Insider or Wrestling Headlines to read or watch this fucking garbage.
I mean, the only thing that could make it interesting, obviously, is what the hell is Seth Rollins going to do, because you never know what he's going to do. But also, just a slight chance we might see the Demon Balor, although I don't think they're going to bring out the Demon Balor with Judgment Day, because it just doesn't fit. But it would just be awesome. I would just die.
Do you think that... I'm going to throw a monkey wrench in there. Do you think that Edge might implode the Judgment Day?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they're going to cause the Judgment Day to self-destruct.
I think so, too.
Now, what I'm trying to say is, folks, I think that Dominic Mysterio might be the one to break them up.
Yeah. I've done hard time. Oh, bullshit.
You know who did that better than you, you little bastard? My father, Grimm's Toy Show, did.
Grimm did it first.
Yeah, he did it better than you did, too stupid. With Jimmy Controversy. Oh, I'm trying to get the ring win. And if you don't know who I'm trying to make fun of, we're trying to make fun of our former co-host.
We'll leave a link to the video we're talking about from Grimm in the description box.
Yes! It's a very interesting video. Go check that out. Hi, Dad. Also, fuck you, Chris Bareballs, you dick.
So, there was something that Grimm actually brought up on Twitter that I want to talk about.
Shoot!
If you don't mind.
Shoot!
And we've talked a lot about it amongst ourselves, too, is... People always say that wrestling is not what it once was, it's not as good as it once was, especially during, like, the Attitude Era, you know, and during the 90s, etc. What do you think?
Okay. I'm going to take the helm on this, because I've been watching wrestling for over 20 years. Maybe a little longer than that, probably 15, 16, 17 years, whatever. I've seen some of the worst and stupidest shit in this sport, and I've seen some of the greatest shit happen. For example, Kofi Kingston winning the WWE Championship at WrestleMania 35. The Undertaker beating AJ Styles' ass in a 5-star classic. And Shawn Michaels versus Bret Hart, just to name a few off. And who can forget the kick-ass 2002 Armageddon match, 2 out of 3 falls match for the World Heavyweight Championship, Triple H versus HBK. Who can forget that? Or Shawn Michaels versus The Game at SummerSlam 2002. And then after that, Shawn went to go full-time.
Yeah.
It was just going to be a one-and-done match, by the way, for all those people that don't know what that is. And Bruce Pritchard has talked about this before, too. Wrestling is not what it used to be. You know what made wrestling not what it used to be? Spot Monkey! You know what that means, Dallas Sisters? You know what I'm talking about? Jumping around the ring like a damn spider monkey.
Yeah.
Jumping around like fucking Jungle Boy and the Dumb Fox and Luchasaurus and Panel Zero and all that.
I think what could make wrestling great again is have an actual storyline that actually makes sense.
Yes!
Don't tell a story and then tell the same story 500,000 different ways.
And also, you know what was relevant in 2017? when you guys were first starting watching wrestling?
2013, yeah. 2014.
Yeah.
Is when we started.
Okay, so 2014. All right. When they were doing Monday Night Raw, they were doing the same match over and over and over and over again.
I have seen some of those matches about 90 million times. Yep. And they're so predictable.
There's just nothing that sucks you in. Like, for instance, Karrion Kross.
He's kind of boring. I love his gimmick, but his wife is the only hot thing about it.
I know. Great gimmick, hot wife, and she's got just an electrifying entrance. And then he comes out and he's like...
You know who else kicks ass in AEW? Malakai Black.
Yeah, he's cool.
So I have a question.
Shoot.
Why did they take Karrion Kross's wife out of the WWE 2K23? They took her out.
They did?
Yes.
I have no idea. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And as somebody who has played wrestling games, and for the first time in over 13 years, probably 14 or almost 8 years, I've actually bought a WWE video game for the first time. Let me tell you, folks, WWE 2K22 kicks ass. And when WWE 2K23 hopefully will be good, because it's just pretty much a recycled game over and over again.
Yeah.
And WWE 2K15 was broken, 16 the same thing, 17, 18, 19, etc. You get the point.
Yeah.
Anyway, WWE 2K23 should have had Cody Rhodes as the guy who should have been on the cover.
Speaking of Cody Rhodes, I saw something disgusting that at WrestleMania.
Oh, God, I can't believe
it. Maybe Brandy might show up. Oh, why?
Please, no.
Brandy, go away.
We love you, Cody, but I'm
please,
sorry.
Please, buddy. I love you, Cody. I really do, homie. But don't bring your stupid ass, brain-dead, drama-filled wife to WWE. Please. The Beak of Beaks will be pissed.
That's what they're saying.
Although, well, you know what? I'm going to be pissed. Time to grab the shovels.
Triple H. So, going back to Wrestling Today versus Attitude Era, there is one good thing about Wrestling Today.
Is?
No more divas.
Oh, God.
And no more Vince McMahon saying, puppies! And all that horse shit.
And the women actually get featured in pay-per-views now.
Yeah, they do.
We were not able to in the past, and do not sit there and tell me that that was a good thing, because...
That was a bad thing, honestly.
I'm not a feminist, but still.
I mean, think about, like, Stephanie McMahon, you know, throwing Vicky Guerrero into the vat of pudding.
That was pretty funny. And
that
also
was my very first exposure to WWE. Thank you very much.
And one of my favorite matches of all time was Stephanie McMahon versus Brie Bella at SummerSlam 2014. Or Nikki Bella, for that matter.
That's right.
And I love the
Nikki versus Carmella versus others.
When the Authority had hold of Seth Rollins.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
As their bitch boy. That was really great.
That was pretty funny.
I loved that.
I mean, okay, the other question is do you think that the little dumb faction that Damage Control, do you think that's really going to stay around?
No.
Why not?
Okay, I'll tell you the reason why. Bayley is a superstar all on her own. I never was a fan of her when she had that stupid-ass blow-up doll gimmick thing, whatever you want to call it. I didn't like it. It was kind of boring.
That was not that great, honestly.
It was kind of boring.
Mm-hmm.
I think she still has a lot of gas left in the tank, and honestly, I think she should be the women's world champion right now.
I agree.
Yeah.
She should be holding all the fucking titles. And what is up with Dakota and What's-Her-Face not defending the tag team championships at the Chamber pay-per-view, huh?
I don't know.
Dakota Kai and
Io Sky.
Hey,
Trips. Pull your fucking beak out of Austin Theory's ass and stop doing lines of cocaine and actually do something about that, too stupid.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, Trips. What the fuck?
I think that the pay-per-view is going to be really short.
Yeah.
It's going to be really boring. It was the same thing. Royal Rumble was honestly a lot better.
I think that Damage Control is going to go the way of Toxic Attraction.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like how the Rockers were in 1992 on the Barbershop with Brutus the Barber Beefcake by pulling a super kick. Shawn Michaels style. And I know that was your handiwork, HBK. I know you too damn well, Mr. WrestleMania. But back to the point about Damage Control. I think they're going to turn out Bayley.
I do too.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. She's the only two-time Grand Slam champion, right?
I believe so. Mm-hmm.
Besides Charlotte Flair?
I was going to say, yeah, Charlotte Flair is probably up there, too.
And who's the only one out of all three of the original four horsewomen to main event WrestleMania? Becky Lynch!
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, it was cool to see Lita come back.
Yeah.
And she kind of botched all her own relationships, too. She kind of did. But you know what? It is what it is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Any final thoughts that we want to say, Dallas Sisters?
No, I think we've said it all.
Yeah, I'm not really looking forward to this one. I'm going to watch because I always watch the pay-per-views. And I don't know.
And also I want to throw this in there, too. A lot of AEW boys might be coming back to WWE. So expect Rusev to come back. Expect Malakai to come back. And also, Triple H, I would love to see Bray Wyatt and Malakai Black in a tag team.
That'd be cool.
Or have Eric Rowan and bring back the original Wyatt family.
As much as you can.
As much as you can. And rest in peace to John Huber, too, man. Seriously. It sucks that he died from whatever disease that he had. It really does suck. Yeah. It really does. So, with that being said, and as always, we will see you in the ring.